Fasten your seatbelt, turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. Welcome to Route 51, local talk radio for North Central Wisconsin. I'm Glenn Moberg. You are listening to a track from the new CD, Rhythm and Bows, by violinist extraordinaire Randy Sabine, a man who's been called the past, present, and future of the jazz violin, and someone who makes the North Woods of our own Wisconsin his home. You may have seen Randy on stage a few weeks ago at the Grand Theater in Wausau at John Altenberg's annual Christmas show, or this past summer at the Campanile Center for the Arts in Minocqua, or at Clark Place in Stevens Point, or at any number of venues around the Badger State. He is someone who brings an eclectic mix of styles to his performances, classically trained with roots in jazz, the blues, bluegrass, folk music, country swing, and rock and roll. You may be familiar with the composition we're listening to right now. It's New Speedway Boogie, a song originally performed by the Grateful Dead. On Route 51, we invite you to join us for an hour of lively conversation and live music. Randy Sabine has brought his violin with him to our Wisconsin Public Radio studios as we explore his influences, talk about the music scene in Wisconsin, and listen to some tracks from that new CD. As always, we invite you to join the conversation. Give us a call at 261-6371. That's 261-6371. Or toll free at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Randy Sabine, welcome to Route 51.
Hey, good afternoon. Good to be here.
How are the roads on the way in from, you live in the Hayward area?
Yeah, I live up in Hayward. You know, it wasn't too bad. When I left home, there were some drifts across the road up there, some white and drifting snow, but after that, it wasn't too bad. It zipped right into Wausau just fine.
Well, you made it, and we're happy that you did. Tell us about this new album, Rhythm and Bows. Do you even keep track at this point? You've released so many CDs over.
It's still under 10, so it's pretty easy to keep track of. I think this is number nine. I can remember that. Yeah, well, I recorded it with my six-piece band, the Fiddlehead Band, with Clyde Stubblefield and Dane Richeson on drums. So the double drum concept, Dan Kleiman on keyboards, Jeff Eccles on bass, and a Minneapolis-based guitarist, Jim Auska. And six of us went into the studio down at Lawrence University in Appleton and recorded all the tracks together. And then I thought it needed something a little extra. Originally, I thought I would hire an arranger to write some horn parts to go along with what I did on the fiddle. And after thinking about it and kind of experimenting, I decided that I would overdub a bunch of violin parts and even played viol on a few cuts and incorporated a cello, Matt Turner, on a couple of cuts. Mm-hmm. So once I was involved in this project, I realized I was really going back to my roots as a classical violin player playing in a symphony orchestra, playing in a string section.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background. You got a degree in music, correct?
Well, I started to get a degree in music, never quite finished, but I started studying classical violin when I was in fourth grade, and I did end up being a music major at actually three different colleges. Still didn't finish, but that's beside the point. Finishing or not. What got me into music to begin with was, I wanted to be in a rock and roll band and I wanted to play drums because, the Beatles were big and, You know, there was no violin player in the Beatles, right? So I thought, oh, I'll play the drums because that would be the coolest thing you could do. And my drum teacher was also the orchestra director at the high school that I would attend down in Rockford, Illinois, my hometown. So he got me to switch off of drums onto the violin, which was just a huge shock to my system. You know, there's like the furthest thing from rock and roll that you could imagine.
Well, so you thought.
Right. And so there I am, you know, listening to the Beatles and bemoaning the fact that I'm playing the violin until one day I heard Eleanor Rigby, you know, and lo and behold, that is nothing but a double string quartet, no drums, electric guitars or anything, just the violins, violoncello, providing all the harmonic movement and the rhythms and everything. And
well, what we agreed to do before we did this show is we're going to explore your influences, explore some of the different musicians and the different genres that have all gelled together to produce whatever it is you do every night when you perform.
What is that?
and let's listen to a little bit of Eleanor Rigby.
Yeah.
So that people, you know, go back in your mind to Randy Sabin as a teenager in Rockford, Illinois, thinking the violin was anything but cool until he heard this.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
As you explore your roots, Randy, and listen back to this great George Martin arrangement of Eleanor Rigby, is this something that you see yourself doing in the future? Are you going to try to resurrect or reintroduce an audience to this sound?
Well, not exactly the sound. This sounds like a classical string quartet, and it sounds very much like what I was playing in the orchestra at the time. But it was interesting to me to hear a Beatles cut, you know, going from electric guitars to nothing but these strings. But what I want to do is incorporate this into the kind of music that I'm playing now, which is jazz and blues and swing. And so I'm incorporating, you know, a couple other fiddle players into my band and treating it as like a three-horn section, like Art Blakey might have a trumpet, a tenor sax, and an alto sax. I'm going to use three violins or maybe a couple fiddles and a viola, or maybe actually have a whole string quartet, not sounding like classical players, but sounding like blues musicians.
But again, it's that multi-layered approach that you're going after, and that's something that was done in a completely different style of music, Western swing, as it was pioneered by Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys.
Well, it's interesting because you associate the string section in the orchestra with the violins, violas, and cellos, and for some reason string players like to come together in a group. And so they have a string quartet, and then the fiddle players did the same thing, like you just mentioned Bob Wills. He was famous for twin fiddles, triple fiddles, sometimes four fiddle players, you know, in playing country swing. And that was the country version of a string section, but, you know, all these fiddle players playing together.
We're going to play a tribute to Bob Wills right now to give our audience an idea of what you're talking about. This is actually Asleep at the Wheel. A group that's been performing for, 30, 40 years now? Doing Bob Wills country swing material. They had a CD out called Riding with Bob, which features exactly what you were talking about, a couple of violins sharing the lead. Randy Sabine and his violin. We're listening to Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. And again, Randy, that was an inspiration for one cut off of that the CD, Rhythm and Bows.
Yeah, particularly the bluesy tune called Cozy's Beat, and then later on, towards the end of the album, Eric Johnson guitar tune called Cliffs of Dover. Ideal of sort of a fiddle sound, but just cook it up a little bit with some blues and some rock influence.
Let's listen to Cozy's Beat. It's off of Randy Sabine's new CD, Rhythm and Bows. It's Clyde Stubblefield laying down the beat.
That's right. Clyde and Dane Richeson, both double drummers.
And Clyde has quite a background. He plays around Madison a lot, but he was one of James Brown's original drummers with the Fabulous Flames.
Right. And, you know, he's known as the funky drummer from that tune.
We're talking to Randy Sabine. We're talking about his musical influences and the jazz scene, the blues scene in Wisconsin. We'd like to hear from you. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you'd just like to call up and let Randy know how much you've enjoyed his music throughout the years, our phone numbers are 261-6371 or 1-800-780-9742. That's 261-6371 or 1-800-780-9742. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio for North Central Wisconsin on the Ideas Network.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from Fiserv Health, full-service employee benefits administration and management for self-funded employers, on the web at fiservhealth.com.
261-6371 or 1-800-780-9742. If you'd like to talk to Randy Sabine, who's talking about some of his influences and some of the things that have entered into the compositions that you can hear on his newly released CD, a piece called Rhythm and Bows. Randy, how did you meet Corky Siegel?
Well, I was playing with a singer-songwriter named Jim Post back in the in the early 80s, and he was on the same circuit as Corky Siegel, was just starting to do some solo shows right about then. And we'd come across each other at festivals and clubs. We used to play Chicago around New Year's all the time and end up at WFMT for this huge New Year's Eve party. We'd usually have Steve Goodman show up, and John Prine, and Bonnie Kolak, and Corky Siegel would be there.
I grew up in Chicago. I remember listening to that.
Yeah. Well, it was a gas. And so that's originally where I met Corky. And he, in the past several years, has formed a group called the Chamber Blues, which is a string quartet, and Corky on harmonica and a piano and a tabla drum percussionist. Frank Donaldson. And Corky invited me to become part of that group recently. And that was another kind of eye-opener to get back into the world of string players, because I had been primarily playing with rhythm sections, you know, drums, bass, piano, guitars. And my exposure to playing, you know, with other violin players was really fairly limited. But here I was playing with these great classical musicians in a quartet, string quartet. And it was, I just love the sound of these strings. You know, it's such a great sound. And that started to rub off on me. And Corky has written these original compositions.
And it's getting back to the influence you had again of growing up and hearing the George Martin string arrangements with the Beatles.
Exactly. And playing in an orchestra. And I thought, I'm going to try to incorporate this back into my music in some ways.
Here's Corky Siegel in the Chamber Blues. And you were telling me about another influence, Randy, a guy named Harry
Lukofsky.
Lukofsky.
Yeah, when I discovered that you could play jazz on the violin, which happened to me in around 1974 when I was a freshman at the University of Illinois. My first jazz violinist that I discovered was Stefan Grappelli. But as I started following the trail, I encountered people like Joe Venuti and Stuff Smith, and eventually discovered this violinist named Harry Lukofsky, who was a classically trained studio musician in New York City. And he loved jazz, and he wrote a bunch of bebop-style horn lines for violin and overdubbed himself playing these things in the mid and late 50s on a couple of really cool albums. One was called Stringsville, and the other was called A Miracle in Strings. And this is an example of some really high-end bebop playing overdubbing a violin. It's very cool.
Now, listen to this this closely. This isn't the best reproduction that you're going to find.
It's from an old wobbly cassette.
Maybe it is, because it's hard to find his music,
I imagine. It's pretty rare, yeah.
But if you can listen to the overdubbing, and especially the frantic pace, it's really amazing. It's like nothing else I've ever heard. Harry
Lukofsky.
Lukofsky. Just amazing. When did he record that?
This is in the mid-50s, a couple of different recordings. I think 53 is one and 57 was the other one.
That was the inspiration for one track off of the new CD.
Yeah, this is really rubbed off on me. And the track called Infra-Ray, which is a Hank Mobley tune. Hank Mobley was a saxophone player with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, great bebop composer and saxophone player. So I've written out some violin parts for this bebop tune.
If you just joined us, we're talking to Randy Sabine. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51, Regional Talk Radio for North Central Wisconsin. We're going to leave you with Infrared, then we're going to take a news break, then Randy and I are going to play some live music for you here at our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. Here is Infrared, Randy Sabine, off of Rhythm and Bows. We are back on Route 51, Regional Talk Radio for North Central Wisconsin on the Ideas Network. I'm Glenn Moberg. If you just joined us, we have a special guest with us in the studio today, Randy Sabine. He's brought his violin with him, and during the first half of the show, we've been playing some of his influences and some cuts off of his new CD, Rhythm and Bows, which
is available
at
The Inner Sleeve, right here in Wausau, in downtown Wausau on Scott Street, or from my website, if you can spell my name correctly, Randy Sabine, SABIEN.com, and you can order this and the other fine products I have on the web as well.
One of the things we really enjoy doing on Route 51 is playing live music for you occasionally from our studios, and Randy's been kind enough to bring his violin with him, and I'm going to try to keep up with him and accompany him on guitar and play some chords behind a couple of old jazz numbers. We rehearsed extensively for this.
Yes. Now, have you played live on your own show before, Glenn?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have.
But,
okay.
Just one time with brother Bill Call.
Oh.
Do you remember Bill?
I do. Wow. But this is the first time with a violin player.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be like Django Reinhardt, and I'll be like Stefan Grappelli.
Well, let's see.
The Hot Club of Merrill.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
All right, let it rip. Thank you. All right. Glenn, I didn't know you were such a great guitar player, man. I should be interviewing you.
I don't think so.
Thank you.
Randy Sabine, live in our Route 51 studios.
All right.
On the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Glenn Moberg on guitar.
We'll be back after this.
T-Bone Moberg.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include attorney Paul A. Sturgill, serving the legal needs of the elderly and their families throughout Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Toll-free information is at 888-613-0600.
you get enough jargon and double talk in the rest of your life, why would you want it with your science news? I'm Ira Flatow. Each week on Science Friday, we skip the bogus and buzzwords and don't dumb down the big issues in science, medicine, technology, and the environment. So join me on Science Friday as we discuss science sensibly. That's on Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Your business can reach an audience like no other in Wisconsin by supporting programming on Wisconsin Public Radio. For more information about business sponsorships, call Rick Ryer at 1-800-749-3906.
Oh, that was fun.
All right.
We are back with Randy Sabine on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio for North Central Wisconsin on the Ideas Network with some live music and lively conversation as we explore Randy's influences and some of the things that have led to some of the tracks on his newly released CD, Rhythm and Bows, which is available at
Inner Sleeve Records right here in Wausau, beautiful downtown Wausau, and, or on the web at randysabine.com, S-A-B-I-E-N.
Randy, one of the influences that we didn't get to, and it should be obvious after the live music, is Stephan Grappelli, who really had the definitive version of Sweet Georgia Brown with his gypsy guitarist Django Reinhardt,
right,
who was able to play with only half of his fingers somehow, but that's another story.
Yeah, I was entrenched in being a classical violin player down at the University of Illinois, and the light bulb had started to come on slowly, one little bit at a time, and I had discovered some fiddling, and I had gone to see Asleep at the Wheel play at my local nightclub down there in Champaign-Urbana. And I was talking to the fiddle players on the break, and they said, well, you know, if you like this kind of music, if you like the idea of swing and fiddles and all that stuff, you should go check out Stephan Grappelli. I'd never heard of him. So I went to the record store the very next day, and right in front of the Grateful Dead section, you know, in the vinyl bins.
Good place for it.
Yeah, which I'd overlooked, of course. There was one Stephan Grappelli album, and I bought it, took it home, put it on my turntable, and, you know, the first cut on the first side was It Don't Mean a Thing.
We're going to play
Ellington.
Some.
It was just amazing.
This is Stephan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt, all acoustic music, the Hot Club of France, recorded in the 40s. This is a cut, and I did it. I picked this one out to really showcase Grappelli's violin playing. It's called Black and White. It's something that was written by Stephan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt.
I knew.
I'm going to play something for you right now that you were in Wausau, and it's just 6 years ago today, January 12th of 2001, this was recorded at the Grand Theater. Vassar Clements and his friends.
Right.
It was a fundraiser at the time for the John W. Ulrich Foundation for the Arts.
Right.
And his late great son, Johnny Ulrich, organized the jam session. And it featured not only Vassar Clements, who also has passed on, but your drummer on
Clyde Stubblefield.
Clyde Stubblefield.
My drummer.
And Randy Sabine.
You'd laugh if you heard that.
And it raised a lot of money for the arts, too.
Good.
Vassar Clements, live at the Grand Theater in Wausau, January 12, 2001.
ever seen. That old Mississippi, queen of the Delta land. You'll understand why I've got the blues for Dixie. Now if you've ever been down in Tennessee, when those old cotton fields are white in the pale moonlight, then you've had the blues for Dixie.
And Randy, one of the things that I've always wanted to thank you for and haven't had a chance to do publicly is helping us out with the Jam for Johnny, which came about a year later.
All right.
For those of you who aren't familiar with the story, John W. Ulrich's son, Johnny, who organized that benefit concert, later was shot and killed, and he was really something of a local hero on the south side of Chicago. He saved the lives of four people at a taxi stand on the south side, barricaded himself outside, and took the bullets that were intended for the other people. And we staged a benefit concert. You helped us out along with Janet Planet and Art Stevenson and the band High Water, Chris O'Keefe and his
I was
his
thinking
band.
About that on my way down here today, Glenn, because I think that might have been the first time I met you.
Yeah, yeah. And
you
I
called me up to come down and do that jam session.
And I'll tell you, I can't thank you enough for doing that.
You're welcome. That was
We
that
raised
was fun.
A lot of money.
Good.
And it was for a good cause and a good guy who is a friend to a lot of musicians in
That's
Northern
right.
Wisconsin.
And he put on that Vassar Clements show.
And I might mention, too, that his family has been longtime supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio. So, Doris, if you're listening, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
We're going to leave with, and we are just about out of time here, we're going to play one more cut off of the Rhythm and Bows CD. This one is called Cliffs of Dover. Why don't you set that up for us?
This is an Eric Johnson guitar instrumental originally, and when I heard it, I thought, hey, it sounds kind of like a fiddle tune. So it's really a hot rod fiddle tune, and I overdubbed some fiddles on it, so it's got triple fiddles, and you can hear the influence of Bob Wills coming together with this rock and roll guitar style tune.
Randy, thanks so much for being
thanks
with
for having
us
me
today.
In, Glenn.
Thanks also to our producer, our executive producer and on-air producer, Rick Ryer, and our phone screener, Kelson Quisler. Route 51 can be heard every Thursday at 5 o'clock on the Ideas Network stations, WLBL 91.9 FM Wausau, 930 AM Auburndale Stevens Point, WHBM 90.3 FM Park Falls, and now, if you've got a high-definition radio, on WHRM 90.9 FM, high-definition Channel 2. Thanks again for riding with us today. It's been a lot of fun. Until next week, we're heading out of town.